You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by Town Councilwoman Haley Morton-Levinson, as well as County Commissioner Natalia Macker. There is a Town Council workshop today at 3 p.m., as well as a Town Council meeting at 6 p.m. at the Town Council Chambers. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, Natalia, since we have the pleasure of having you here today, usually it's just Haley and I thought I'd take a second just to ask you, tell our listeners a little bit about what goes on at Teton County Commissioner offices. What goes on at your meetings?
That is a great question. The County Commission meets the first and third Tuesday for our statutorily required regular meetings. And we have a meeting tomorrow. And at those meetings, we review matters from our staff. So that can be contracts for paving roads or plowing the snow. It can be grant applications. And we also hear resolutions. Like at our first October meeting, we had a resolution for declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We also hear matters from planning, which is where a lot of individual citizens are used to interacting with the county. So that's items related to their personal property. It can be a request for a variance to do something that's not allowed within the land development regulations or to work on a master plan for different areas that have master plans. And so those are sometimes really specific to a single property, and sometimes they involve whole neighborhoods or involve larger community issues in the case of some of the commercial entities.
What is something you're currently working on over at County Commissioners? What's going on at the meeting tomorrow?
In the meeting tomorrow, we have a few planning items, largely around individual properties and various types of applications that have been made. One of the things, I don't know that it's on our agenda tomorrow, but that has certainly been a new activity at the county that we recently had an update on, is our Health and Human Services planning process. And so I think we're going to get updates about that soon, although I don't think that's happening tomorrow. And then we are, of course, working closely with the town on Engage 2017 and land development regulations around natural resources and housing.
Yeah. And Haley, there's just one this past week, last week, for Engage Jackson. And the topic was housing. What were some of the voices that you heard?
Right. So we had a meeting last Monday and we actually had about 100 people show up, which is really good participation. And the staff and our consultant, that this is for our housing regulations, so our housing LDRs and mitigations, as well as regulations for people living in affordable housing. And staff also released just this last Friday, so a few days after that meeting, kind of the update and consensus around the public comment. What we usually see in Jackson is obviously a lot of varied opinions on how to handle housing. And what I'm most looking forward to is, you know, reviewing that item, but then getting together with the county on the 30th of October and really drilling into those regulations and what we might want to change or need to change to meet our housing goals.
If you're just tuning in, I am joined by County Commissioner Natalia Macker and Town Councilwoman Haley Morton-Levinson. And they are here talking about things that are going on within our town council and county commission. Yeah, let's move on to something that's going to be on the agenda tonight at the town council meeting or today at your workshop. You're going to be discussing possible plans for the Children's Museum redevelopment.
Right. So that's over on King Street. And for the last few years, it's been the Children's Museum. It's land that the town has owned. And, you know, kind of going in hand with housing, at a recent gym. So with the county, we approved the housing supply plan. And this specific property is one of the first ones on that plan to look at redevelopment. And so since it's in the town, that's why the process now comes just to the town. But we'll be looking at an RFP, so a request for proposal. At the workshop today, we're just discussing what we want to see in that proposal. So whether it's all housing, whether we want to see a community space like the Children's Museum or a daycare or something of that nature on one of the levels, And once we, you know, kind of have that discussion about the RFP, we'll put it, we'll formalize it and then put it out to bid to the community. And, you know, basically anyone's allowed to bid on it and then look at proposals once they come in.
Now, since I have the opportunity to have both two representatives of our local government here in the studio, I thought I'd take a moment just to ask you some advice for our listeners. If they want to get more engaged in town politics and give their opinions, how would you recommend them doing that in the best way? What's the most constructive?
That is a wonderfully timely question, because on Mondays we have voucher meetings at the county, so later today. And one of our matters for discussion is the process for our volunteer board openings. At the end of the year, we have a number of boards that we have interview processes for. And then we have county-only boards, town-only boards, and joint boards. And they are a really wonderful way for folks in the community to get involved in an area that they're interested in, offer some of their expertise, and really get to dive deeper into how some of our government functions work. I was a member of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board before I was a county commissioner. We also have a board for START, and the fair is run by a board, a volunteer board. And there are a lot of opportunities there depending on your area of interest. So I would encourage everyone to be looking out. We will release the applications for those and collect applications and do interviews before the end of the year.
Yeah. And in addition to boards, you know, if people are just interested in participating, you know, in what's happening, we try and make it as accessible as possible. So for the town, our website has links to all of our agendas. We actually, the county as well, videotape our meetings. And you can go back and look at archived meetings. It's really easy to pick out a subject and just click on that and it takes you right to it. You know, we receive emails and, you know, comments on the street or whenever I run into people, which are certainly helpful. You know, with this Engage 2017, I think that's another opportunity for people to not only come to those public forum meetings, but if you're more comfortable emailing, or we have a number of surveys to fill out, that's really helpful for us because that's basically how we're creating the policies that guide our community.
Well, Commissioner Macker and Town Councilwoman Haley Morton-Levinson, thank you so much for coming into KHOL and just giving us a little update on what's going on with our town politics.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You can tune in this time tomorrow to hear me talk to Lori Iverson about the National Elk Refuge 2017 Elk Hunt Program. You are tuned into 89.1 KHOL Jackson.